Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. Let's get straight to the docket. First, Lori Vallow and Chad DeBell are going to have a motions hearing today. What are they going to talk about? Second, the Derek Chauvin trial has been delayed. Third, an example of the truth always comes out. And yes, finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk. My name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, will you please hit that subscribe button as well as the little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. First on the docket, Lori Vallow. She has a motions hearing today with her husband, Chad DeBell. That's right. Well, first of all, Lori Vallow wants to be called Lori Noreen DeBell. In fact, the attorney for Ms. Vallow, which we're going to continue to call her Ms. Vallow, because frankly, it sounds much more interesting and it helps keep all the players apart. She was a Vallow when these crimes were committed, and we're going to follow through with that regardless of what her desires are. Needless to say, her attorneys filed a motion saying, hey, these two were married back in Hawaii, Chad and Lori, and refer to them as DeBell. Okay, for whatever that's worth. I guess they want to make sure they have the correct spelling when the possible conviction comes down and forever follows her for the rest of her days. Now, a couple of motions were filed last week. There was a motion for change of venue. In fact, some of that's going to be discussed today at the hearing. Hopefully you'll hit the link and follow that video as well. Hopefully we'll give you some analysis of that today. Basically, what it comes down to is the defense says that they have an expert witness regarding a change of venue. And when you do a change of venue, oftentimes you do a survey to say, hey, listen, we interviewed this number of people and they all said they formed an opinion, therefore client cannot get a fair trial. Apparently the defense forgot to turn this information over, didn't want to endorse who actually did the report. And the district attorney said, hey, I'm not sure why this hasn't been turned over. So judge, make sure no one is allowed to testify. Of course, Mark Means comes at the last minute saying, hey, here's the information. And don't confuse my lay witness with an expert witness. Well, lay witnesses and expert witnesses are held to a much different standard. A lay witness is when somebody asks, you know, is being asked on the witness stand, could you tell if the individual was drunk? Well, yes, I've seen people that are intoxicated. He appeared to be drunk, right? Were they under the influence of drugs? What was the speed going? Expert witness is going to be somebody that provides an analysis based upon some specialized training or knowledge that they have. Clearly, a statistician or somebody doing some sort of evaluation of surveys would be somebody that would be qualified as an expert. So I'm sure it's going to be a complete goat rope this afternoon when we have that hearing. We'll bring it to you live because who doesn't like to see a good car crash take place? But we'll be fair and impartial as we try to cover that. All right, next on the docket, the Derek Chauvin trial was scheduled to start jury selection today in regards to the death of George Floyd. However, as you may recall, the defense was successful in having the charge of third degree homicide, dismissed by the judge. Defense was quite pleased with that. Needless to say, the prosecution was not. The prosecution said, hey, we did this before in an officer-involved shooting case, and therefore we want to be able to do it again. The appellate courts agreed. The district court, the trial court judge said, hey, that case hasn't been sent back yet. It's not binding precedent on me, so therefore I stand by my ruling. The DA's appealed that decision and they said, hey, the Court of Appeals said, no, you need to follow that decision. Even though the defense is saying, well, now we're going to appeal that decision to the Supreme Court there in the state, and we'll see what ultimately is going to happen. It creates all kinds of appellate issues because let's face it, no Supreme Court does anything quickly. And I can't imagine that people will submit briefs literally within the next day or two, whereby a trial will be scheduled to commence. And if the judge gets it wrong and it goes up on appeal, if there's a conviction, it could come back. There could be a new trial. So it seems to make sense to get this correct. However, in the meantime, what does a judge hate the most? That's right, having jurors wait around. So therefore, the judge sent the jurors home today saying, come back tomorrow, we will try again. The jury selection process is scheduled to take 2 weeks, where they're attempting to find 12 jurors plus many alternates because the trial could go for at least 6 weeks. I'm not exactly sure why it's going to take 6 weeks. A lot of it is obviously documented on body cam, as we've all seen in the George Floyd matter. The defense and the prosecution theory of defenses are rather simple. The prosecution theory is that Derek Chauvin is responsible for the death of George Floyd. The defense theory of the case is going to be that George Floyd was so high on fentanyl and other drugs that basically he would have died anyway, and you cannot blame Derek Chauvin for his death. Certainly things could have been handled differently, but don't blame him. That's the defense theory. Not sure why that would take 6 weeks. I think we have a case of perhaps O.J. Simpson taking place. Hopefully the judge will rein in the three-ring circus that is about to commence and keep this trial rather short. Yes, it may take some time for jury selection, but just keep bringing them in. And if they formed an opinion, get them the heck out of there. Find 12 people. I assure you, they'll be able to find 12 people that know little to nothing about this case, or at least will be able to convince the judge and the counsel in this case that they can be fair and impartial. All right, before we get to the next story, please go to crimetalksearch.com. And I always like it when I go, and I haven't even been talking about crimetalksearch.com, and people have been signing up for background subscription services, even when I'm not talking about it. Thank you. So please, if you ever want to find out the background, information about somebody you just don't feel comfortable with, maybe you feel comfortable, but you just want to make sure it's all true, go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be able to get information regarding all their social media contact, phone numbers, emails, criminal history, bankruptcies, property records, divorce records, marital records, everything that you are more than likely interested in if you are going to be involved in some sort of relationship with the people that you want to do a background search on. Remember, it's all done anonymously. No one is going to know that you did it unless you tell them. All right, next on the docket, the truth always comes out, or a pretty darn close version of it. Everybody, not everybody, a lot of people think in the criminal justice system that, you know, they're smarter than everybody else. They are going to scam the system. Well, there was a motion hearing in Michigan, and Kobe James Harris, he's 21, he was accused of assault with intent to do great harm less than murder. This is in regards to his girlfriend, the victim in the case, Mary Lindsay. Well, there was a hearing today, and it was done over Zoom. And as things went on, at literally about the 8 minute and 12 second mark, the district attorney became somewhat concerned that the victim kept looking over off screen to try to see what was going on, almost like she was waiting for answers. The court then inquired as to the location of the victim and the defendant. That's right, they were in the same location. The police were ultimately called while they were all online. The defendant comes on with a cigarette in his mouth saying, Judge, hey, I lied, but I want the restraining order lifted. What can we do about that? And the judge said, first of all, take the cigarette out of your mouth. The protection order is in place. You're digging yourself into a much deeper hole because of what you've done. And now guess what? More than likely, you're going to be charged with intimidating or tampering with a witness. Not good. Now, finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Yes, you do not dare the government to go find evidence if you think you're being accused of a crime. Just simply keep your mouth shut. Well, Roberto Colon is being charged with first-degree murder after people were curious about the disappearance of his wife, Mary Stella Gomez Mollet, because she's went missing about February 20th. Officers originally searched the property of Mr. Colon's house, And after a friend told him that she was on the phone with Gomez Mullet days before she went missing, and it sounded like somebody had attacked her. As detectives were leaving the house, Mr. Colon said, "Hey, find the body. Find the body. She's swimming with the fishes." Poor, poor move. Guess what? Police found human remains at Colon's property on Friday. He is facing one count of first-degree murder and a couple of marijuana charges, which, frankly, that's the least of his concerns, is it not? Now, he was only married to Gomez Mullet for just 2 weeks after meeting her in exchange for citizenship and someone to basically take care of his mother. She wasn't being fed with the fishes. She was being found at home, or at least parts of her were. Anyway, Mr. Colon, guess what? You are a dumb criminal contestant of the day. And that's right. If you would like to have cool gear like the potential winner would be, go to the link below and you can order your Crime Talk merchandise. Thanks for watching. We'll see you tomorrow on Crime Talk. And tomorrow we go live. We got a lot to talk about. Could be a long show. We'll see you then.